Many politicians, among others, are blaming overseas outsourcing for the loss of jobs. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill and in more than half the states are considering bills aimed at discouraging companies from sending work abroad. While this makes some businesses very nervous, 200 well-financed industry groups have formed a coalition to try to keep these bills from ever becoming law. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Right now, when you call an 800 number for customer service, you generally hear something like this.
My name is Tom. How may I assist you today?
But if Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle has his way, call center workers would also have to reveal something else.
We are located in New Delhi, India.
Daschle's bill is just one of about 80 in federal and state hoppers designed to put a damper on overseas outsourcing. New ones surface practically every day. This week, about 50 U.S. House members, including New York Democrat Jerry Nadler, introduced a measure that could deny U.S. companies federal financing and loan guarantees if they shift too much work abroad.
When these companies are shipping the jobs overseas and laying off people in the United States, why should they be getting taxpayer money whose purpose is to generate jobs here when they're not generating jobs over here?
Other bills would bar state contracts from going to foreigners, prohibit overseas centers from processing confidential information, and make it harder for U.S. companies to bring in foreign workers. If these measures fail to become law, it will be, at least in part, because of resistance mounted by the new Coalition for Economic Growth and American Jobs.
We're like the volunteer fire department in the middle of a raging drought. I mean, there's embers blowing up all over the place, and we just have to keep running around and tamping them down.
Harris Miller is president of one of the coalition's members, the Information Technology Association of America. The Business Roundtable, the American Bankers Association, the National Association of Manufacturers, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce have all signed on as well. Bruce Joston, the chamber's executive vice president, says the case against the anti-outsourcing bills is clear.
None of those will help American business be more competitive, create one more job, or be $1 more profitable than they were yesterday. In fact, every one of them will raise the cost of doing business and make all of these companies less competitive.
Worse still, Joston says, other countries could retaliate.
What if every other country in the world decided that they were going to enact the same type of legislation in their country?
The Information Technology Association's Harris Miller warns that a trade war would be disastrous for his industry.
We're dominating the rest of the world. We're running massive trade surpluses. Many of our companies are generating huge percentage of their profits by selling abroad. When we're winning the game, when we're driving down the field, when we're being successful, it would be absolutely insane for us to say, let's stop the game and change the rules and disadvantage ourselves. That would be the height of folly.
Grassroots lobbying by members of the coalition has helped thwart anti-outsourcing legislation in some states, according to the U.S. Chamber's Bruce Joston. But tougher fights may lie ahead.
Obviously, in an election year, the struggle we're going to have is getting legislatures to understand, what is your objective? Is it, as you say, to get people back to work faster? Then let's talk about some steps that could be taken.
The coalition wants more government money for research and development, technical education, and worker retraining, among other things. Thea Lee, chief international economist at the AFL-CIO, says the coalition does have clout.
This is a very, very wealthy group of businesses, and if they choose to spend a lot of resources trying to defeat these bills, that will be something to be reckoned with. But on the other hand, they're on the wrong side of the issue, and they're going against the tide of popular opinion. And there's only so much money you can spend to try to convince people that the reality of their lives isn't happening.
How much this reality has to do with offshore outsourcing is debatable. Many economists estimate that it accounts for less than 10% of the jobs that have been lost. But to many unions, workers, and voters, the link is clear. And Jeremy Meadows of the National Conference of State Legislatures says lawmakers in both parties are scrambling to respond.
This is definitely a broad and bipartisan reaction. Obviously, the debate is starting to rage.
And unless the job numbers start looking a lot better soon, that debate will likely grow louder. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.